Hi, folks. This is Walter Brennan. Amos McCoy to most of you. Thank you. Thank you very much. On my way over here, I stopped off at a post office to mail a letter. And the thought occurred to me, why not buy a whole sheet of stamps? Then the next time, I could just drop my letters into the corner mailbox. So the man behind the counter thumbed his way through a stack of perforated panels and picked out a sheet of those big 5-cent stamps with a picture of the clown on them. How's this one, he asked. Fine, I replied. Then the fellow behind me tapped me on the shoulder and said, you better save some of those, Mr. Brennan. It's a real collector's item. This is the first time our government has ever issued a commemorative stamp in honor of a living vice president. The lady behind this fella made a kind of a growl, and she said, you must be some kind of a conservative. Of course I'm a conservative, he replied, and I'm proud of it. My daddy before me was a conservative, and his daddy before him was a conservative. The lady kind of smirked. Then she said, and if your father before you had been a baboon, and his father before him had been a baboon, then I suppose you'd be a baboon too. No, ma'am, he replied. In that case, I'd be a liberal. Everybody in the line kind of laughed, but then the lady told the man he ought to be ashamed of himself for comparing our vice president with a clown. Oh, I am ashamed, he said, and I intend apologizing to the very next clown I meet. But you know, I was thinking, after that lady in the post office brought up the argument of liberal versus conservative, maybe that's the real sum and substance of our whole problem today, that word liberal. What a wonderful, warm, and friendly word it used to be. It meant helping the other fellow when he was in trouble. We didn't need welfare experts or social do-gooders or psychiatrists. It was a kind of a me to you or you to me sort of thing. But somewhere along the line, a smart politician saw real possibilities in it. He said to himself, if I can sell the taxpayer on letting me handle his charity contributions, I can perpetuate my own power because it means I can be the one that controls the handouts. Who's going to vote against the fellow that gives away the goodies? Besides, I can take the real juiciest plums and pass them out to the people who are working full-time to ensure my re-election. So you see, folks, the talk is all about poverty pockets. But where most of our tax money goes is into politicians' pockets. Reminds me of a story they tell about Abe Lincoln when he was campaigning for the presidency. An opposition newspaper criticized his awkward, gangling posture, his lack of platform finesse. Why, he doesn't even employ gestures, they said. When he speaks, he has his hands in his pockets. Well, old Abe couldn't resist answering, and he replied, the time to worry about a politician's hands is when you find them in your pockets. The American government today has its hand in your pockets even before the money gets there. Fact is, with the Social Security withholding taxes and other deductions, you never even enjoy the privilege of seeing or touching a substantial amount of your own wages. You'd think they'd at least let you feel it, maybe jiggle it around a little in your pocket before they take it. But I guess they don't want to see that money delayed on its way to somebody like Tito. Tito, who is nothing more than an agent for our Soviet enemy. Tito, who today not only gazes at the stars from a fancy hilltop observatory built with your money, but rides to and from it in his own private railroad, acquired with money from the same American taxpayers. Time and time again, Tito has reaffirmed his loyalty to our enemy, Soviet Russia. But his faucets full of American dollars runs on and on. We have given him more than $3.7 billion. The same politicians who are buying the vote are selling the nation down the river. Of course, when the government picks your pocket, they don't talk about Tito. They speak piously of the haves and the have-nots and how welfare money is needed to feed the starving people of our nation. To understand how diabolical this phony welfare technique has become, to realize how the meaning of that once wonderful word liberal has been distorted, you must be aware that there are actually areas in which less than 5 cents of each so-called war on poverty dollar has ever reached any needy person. I'll tell you what a liberal is. A liberal is a person who has both feet firmly planted in midair.